A person should try his utmost to avoid that. There are majority of us who live in affluent countries like the UK who take debts from people without necessity. Debts is for those people, loan is for those people who cannot make ends meet. Those people who live in third world countries, India, Pakistan, Africa, in villages, poor people. Sometimes they need to go to the hospital, go to the doctor, but they don't have money. And in order for them to be treated by a doctor or by a hospital, it will be necessary for them to take a loan. Loan from friends or whatever. So the first point we need to remember is that we should try our utmost never to take loan from anybody. Number two, if necessity does arise, and we are compelled to take loans from people, then we must make sure that it is Sharia compliant. So we should take it from those avenues from where it is permissible to take loan and it will not be interest based. And number three, we must take loan with a genuine intention of repaying the debt back, repaying the loan back. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "Man akhada amwal an-nas yuridu ada'aha." One who takes wealth of other people, one who takes loan from the wealth of other people with the intention of repaying it, addallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay on his behalf. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the means whereby he will be granted barakah in his rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a means whereby money will come in his possession and he will be able to pay it back. So we should have a genuine intention to repay. And when we have a genuine intention, then we do not have to mention the fourth point, and that is we should repay the loan on time. If the intention is genuine, then we don't have to. If we have a genuine intention and circumstances become very dire, that despite wanting to, there is no method of repayment, then in that case, we should contact the person from whom we have taken the loan. We should go and meet him and very politely, we should apologize to him and we should request him for more time. And those of us whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with wealth, we should look for avenues where we are able to give loan to people and help them and support them. We should try to give loans to people. Obviously, we need to check the person, how honest he is, how trustworthy he is. So we give loan to people. We help people. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants people extra money, then it is for a reason. If I need only 300 pounds per week to support myself and Allah gives me 1000 pounds per week, then there must be a reason for Allah giving me 700 pounds extra. It is to help people, to spend in good causes, and from amongst spending in good causes is to loan the money to people. So we should loan. That is number one. Number two, if the person who we have loaned the money to, he, due to his dire circumstances, comes and he apologizes and he says, I will not be able to pay, then extend the time. وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَذِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. Extend the time. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with much wealth, and we are in a position to forgive the debt, then we should waive the debt. For example, we have a poor person, he has taken £500, and £500 is no big money for us because we are wealthy. An example. So we should think to ourselves that Allah has given me a lot. He's been extending time and I know his circumstances. He's a pious person, genuine person. He's a trustworthy person. He's genuinely. So, وَأَنْتَ صَدَّقُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Instead of extending time, if you make that as sadaqah and if you forgive, that is better for you. Or we have given someone £5,000, he has paid 1,000, another 1,000, another 1,000, another 1,000, and now he is struggling in the last 1,000. If we forgive other people, or if we waive the debts of other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon us on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. So these are a few points that we should. One should try his utmost. Al-qardu miqradul mahabbati. Miqrad is scissors. So al-qard, when you take loan from people, that is a scissors for love. So if there is love between two people, you take loan and you don't repay on time, so it will chop that love off. So it is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-magharam. Wallah, I seek your refuge from debts. So Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, you very frequently seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from debts. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, if a person is compelled to take loan from people and he is in debt, then he will break promises and he will lie also. He will lie. He will say that definitely next week I will give you the money. He is lying. And when comes next week, he will break the promise. So debt leads a person into many other difficulties also. And finally, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali and Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, both of them used to say that income is not in our control. So we cannot control the income. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed only 300, then only 300 will come. You cannot bring 400. And if Allah has decreed 300, then 300 will come. You cannot push away the 100 and say, no, only 200 will come. Income is not in our control. But expenditure is in our control. How much we spend is in our control. So what is not in our control should be based on what is in our control. So before making a budget that how much you would like to spend throughout the week, find out what your income is. And according to your income, make your budget. Nowadays people make the budget, whatever the income. And they go here and they're looking for money. No. Spend according to your income. In Urdu and in Gujarati we say that spread your legs according to the size of your blanket. Because if you stretch your legs more than the size of your blanket, you will feel cold. So stretch your expenditure according to the size of your income. And you will never fail. And one more point. In our day-to-day life, we are all struggling financially. Everybody is saying that I am weak financially, I don't have enough income, it's difficult to make ends meet. It is because we spend where we are not supposed to be spending. 20 to 30% of the money that we spend is where we are not supposed to be spending, where it is not necessary to spend. For example, there are people who are in dire circumstances and they spend 10-15 pounds on chocolates per week. 10 pounds on drinks per week. Drink is not a necessity of life. Drink, juice, chocolate, these are not necessities of life. They go for shopping with a small list of 4 things and they buy 20 things. So why buy so many other things? When they see in the shop that buy one, get one free, they buy it. But you are not in need of the one as well. So why are you buying the two? Buy one. But you are not in need of that one. So why are you buying two? So you're getting one free, you're not getting one free. You're getting nothing because you don't need either of the two. So you're just giving away the money. So what we need to do is make a list of what we need at home. We don't do shopping when we go. We don't decide what to buy when we go in the shop. Because dunya is very attractive. Every item will be attractive. So we make a list at home. What are the necessities, especially the ladies listening at home. Make a list and after that only buy those items from the shop. And you will never suffer, inshallah. So unnecessary items, and even if we are being supported by our parents, we should have some feeling and sympathy towards our parents. Just because they are spending on us, we don't just demand and demand and demand. No. We should be very, very careful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. The very first time or the second time, Maulana Ahmad Sahib came with me for Umrah. I said to him, I said, have you bought anything for yourself? So he said, no. So he said, are you not going to buy anything for yourself? So he said, no. So I thought maybe he was short of money. So 2-3 times I asked him. And then I said to him, I said, at least buy 1 or 2 jubbas for yourself. And if you are short of money, take money from me. You are like my son. This was in the initial stages when he was in Arabi Awwal or Dom. So Maulana said, no, my father has given me 200 pounds to spend. So I have got 200 pounds. So I said, why are you being stingy? Everybody is shopping. Why are you not shopping? So he said that my father has given fees for the whole year at the madrasa. He has given me spending money throughout the 52 weeks here at the madrasa. He has given me money for my travel, for Umrah, for accommodation in Makkah, accommodation in Medina, my airfare. And I have jubba, I have everything that a person can buy from Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara. So I have taken some zamzam and I have bought some dates. And I will save these 200 pounds and return to my father so my father can make a good use of it. This was when Maulana Ahmad Sahib was below majority of you, when he was only 17-18 years old. In Arabi Awwal, Arabi Dom. So we should think about our parents also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.